The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
The Crossman Conversation is hosted by John Crossman. John's heart is to see our community of leaders unite around what we have in common. John will be joined by political leaders, religious leaders, as well as activists making a difference in our nation. Here is your host for the Crossman Conversation, John Crossman.
Hello, this is John Crossman, and welcome to the Crossman Conversation. Hey, Mike, how are you, bud?
I am doing well. It is so good to see you.
Man, it's good to see you. I gotta tell you a quick story. Okay.
All right.
Listen to me. Do you ever have people in your life that like just suck the soul out of you? I'm not trying to be mean, but like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, like if you look at your phone and they're calling, you're like, I want to, but then you don't want to take it. But then even if they don't take it, I got to call them back, you know? And it doesn't mean they're a bad person. Like
right.
They could be me. I mean, it's not you.
No,
it could be me, but like they just, you spend time with them and you're like, I feel like my life is shorter now because I, whatever kind of draining.
I don't know where this is going.
No, but what I'm saying is that, you know what the opposite is? Do you ever like get around somebody and you're like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. That happens
like,
all the time.
No, like if the phone rings and it's them, you're like, well, I want to take that call because that person like is so invigorating, inspiring. And you're like, I just want to go climb a mountain now because I just talked to this person.
I feel a lot better now that I see that it has gone this direction.
right. So listen. I have a guest today.
Yes.
And they are the queen of the empire of positive,
yes,
inspiring. She's the mayor of Cooltown population.
That is for sure.
Her.
No doubt about it.
I mean, I could keep going. She's
right.
A tall glass of awesome with a side order of fantastics, and I want seconds. And so we've got Crystal Parker here today. Thank you, Crystal, for being here with us.
What an introduction.
I have
Thank
never
you.
Heard anyone any better than that for you.
So she is the president of the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce.
Commerce.
Like you could have more of a title. You should have more on top of that.
Might as well. Let's
all right.
Make it more.
So listen, in your world, you work with all these businesses, like all over the world. It's kind of crazy. It says U.S., but it could be the universe because you've got people all over the world you talk to, and then people locally and nationally. And so I want to know, like with all that knowledge, who do you hate?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. I just mean silly. But you must, in seriousness, you must like see some business practices where you're like, ooh boy. And then you see other businesses practices like, wow, like they're doing it. So let's start with the oh boy. Is there kind of a commonality where you're like, ooh, like wish there are some businesses that need to do a little better of this, a little bit of that. And what jumps out? I'll give you an example first, right? And then you can tell me, you can rebound off that. The number one thing I see in small businesses is having no exit plan, like not really thinking, where is this going? And they think they're creating a business. They really just created a paycheck. And then it kind of goes to nowhere. Mm. And then my second thing would be is like a complete lack of passion when it comes to like marketing. Like those are two things I jump out. I'll see a company I'm like, I really like, but those two things. So what, or does it that, or are there other things you see or you think, oh, most companies need to work on?
Well, you said something really powerful in the opening, and it was the phone, the person that sucks the life out of you. But you said something very, very important. I hope that people heard. And you said, but I know I'm going to call them back. I see so many companies just miss it on customer service. Mm. And when the service is failing, I mean, really, truly, to be able to be an exceptional company, if you can get service right, that's a big one right there. And it is something as simple as calling people back. And
right.
Then the other thing that I see some of these businesses that they struggle with, John, is moving from that small business, we're killing it, to now we need processes and systems in place to get to the next level. And it can't ever outgrow that initial founder because they haven't relinquished some of that control to put the processes in that they need to go into that million to million plus.
So let me respond to that. So at first, that customer service, like that seems so obvious, but it is not. My pet peeve is if when you walk into a restaurant and there's no host and you're looking all around, you're like, hello, you know, like we were at my wife and I restaurant recently and we got seated and ordered an appetizer. An appetizer came. And I finally said, I'm sorry, can we have a napkin? you know, but recently I was at, you know, I'm a trustee at Fordham University, and this is on public record. I'm just nothing out of turn or whatever. But we had a cool thing. We had a student give a presentation. We have a student trustee, and they talked about things, advice they have for the university. And she said, customer service.
Wow.
And it was interesting because then, you know, she was talking about perception of security and things like that. And I commented on it. I said, you know, I think that customer service and the perception of security, it's also reality, but even just perception, those two are correlated because, you know, Mike and I look each other in the face and say, hello. If one of us didn't, it would be like, there's something wrong. There would be like a ding, like, you know, someone's holding him hostage or something, you know, like there'd be something wrong. Yeah. What's happening? And so, you know, I think that it correlates to other things. And so that's really powerful. And then I think with that second point, you're leading to founder syndrome, right? You know, what's funny is I've done a lot of counseling and gotten consultants on me, and my core skill set is the implementation of innovation. So I'm really good at helping companies change, right? And so in my real estate world, if you were like, hey, John, we need 40 more locations, we're really good at that, like helping you like transition. But I'm not a traditional CEO, and I know that about myself. And so when I think about my own company and own company, I have two main companies, but like I need help. I need partners. And I also know that like I'm not the guy that would be the right guy to be the 20-year run leader. I also know that on boards I sit on, like sometimes like, oh, you should be the chairman. I'm like, no, I'm really not that guy. There are different skill sets, but that's self-awareness, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what you're talking about. It's like a lack of that. And then you can have this great idea, but if you don't have process, you can't scale. Did I get that right?
That's absolutely right.
Okay, so tell me about the good ones, like the ones you're like, oh my gosh, and you can name names on this one if you want to, but what's this company you're like, ooh, John, they're killing it, and this is why? What jumps to your mind?
A couple of them come right off the top of my head. One of them is H&H Products, here in town, bottling company, and they're very... Their change ready culture, kingdom culture, big time. And they're putting in some technology and stuff to really stay innovative, be able to serve their customers better with less cost.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to see that. Another one is Correct Craft.
Legendary.
Yeah. And Bill Juergen, he is such a great leader. You walk into their big corporate office in their boardroom, they have a pyramid, and at the very top it says, building boats for the glory of God. And just the kingdom culture, what we see is Christian or faith-driven CEOs outperform their peers every time. And a lot of that is that kingdom culture, and it comes down to the greatest competitive advantage that a company has, which is the individual. If the individual is free to grow, they feel safe and secure in their environment, and they have a purpose for their work, and with framework, obviously, but we see an outperformance there, less sick days, better service, less turnover. All of that makes up for great companies.
You know, it's funny, Crystal. It's like a lot of times in life you hear phrases that sometimes they lose their meaning because they like just throw around. Like people talk about vision or, you know, whatever, leadership. And when I hear you talking about that with Correct Craft, like what comes to my mind is like clarity, right? Clarity. Mm-hmm. And it's like sometimes people don't really understand what the mission of the job is. I had this conversation with CEO Avid Health, like mission drift. You know, we're like, wait, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so to me, like as soon as you said that, I'm like, man, I bet those boats don't leak, right? Like, you know, and I don't mean that from a spiritual standpoint. I mean, like if everybody down the line working on those boats is like, hey, this is important. This is serious. We're taking this seriously. And they're mature about their job and they have a vision for their job. You know, that permeates, right? I mean, you know, the Chick-fil-A model is not lost on people, I think. You know, it's funny, John Martinez, a freaking guest on the show, and at one point, all three of his kids were working at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And one of the comments he made was, he's like, I always know I can plan for us to do something as a family on Sunday. And like, wow. As a dad, you know, like that's, and a single dad at that, like very, very cool thing, you know?
Right.
And you know, the other side of it is, it's like, look, I mean, there are some people who try to leverage their faith into getting business and they're not good. And like, that's a real thing. There's some people that, you know, they put the fish in the business card and you're yikes. You know, there is that component, right? You know, I'm just keeping it real, Crystal. I'm keeping it real.
I deal with it all the time.
I'm sure you do. And in a very mature adult way. but on the other hand, it's like, there's clarity. You know, somebody asked me about, and maybe you and I were in this conversation, but somebody asked me about, you know, what's the key to running a successful, quote, Christian business? I'm like, well, first off, like, it's got to be a great business. Like, if you're building, you're making tents, they can't leak. Like, the boats can't sink, right? Start with that. You know, you got to do a great job, and you got to have great customer service. Mm-hmm. Wrapped within that, though, if you have vision and purpose, you know?
Yes.
My partner said something interesting to me. We were starting this business. He said to me, John, I want to make sure that we have Christ in every room of the company. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know, I was like, what does that mean? I just didn't get the visual when he first said it. He's like, oh, well, you know, you have that, like, in your marriage, like, if you're saying every room of the house, it's not like, well, in this room, we're doing the right things, but don't look in this room, you know? And I was like, oh, interesting. I was like, well, yeah, of course, obviously, like, yes. But, you know, I think that some companies can say that, and then maybe they mean it like with the honesty of the audit of their financials, but then they treat people like garbage, right? Like, I mean, you know. And so there's
relate.
There's a permeating to that. And that's what I hear you saying about Correct Craft. Is it H&R products? H&H products, mm-hmm. right? And so I want to make sure you get that right, because that's good things. Well, listen, I want to take a break. Thanks for answering those questions, by the way. Like that, yeah, I appreciate your putting up my silliness and being honest. But I want to take a break, and then when I come back, you've got like a super cool global conference coming up that I want to hear all about. It sounds really, really fascinating. So is that right? You do?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Give us a little tease. We got to take a break. But it's like, what is this?
We're basically, U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce is calling all Christian business leaders into Orlando April 18th through the 20th.
Well, that's like great and exciting. All right. Well, listen, I want us to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and I want to hear all about that. Okay?
Sounds great.
All right. John Crossman at the Crossman Conversation. We'll be back in just a minute. As the largest property tax practice in North America, Ryan's professionals possess the local footprint and knowledge, backed by a team with national expertise to help organizations minimize their property tax liabilities and ensure valuations are fair and accurate. With the Florida tax appeal deadlines approaching rapidly, local experts at Ryan work proactively with many jurisdictions across Florida well in advance of the August trim notice mailing to ensure our clients receive maximum tax savings. Guys, I use Ryan, and I hope you will too.
Crossmark Services is a commercial real estate firm offering a wide range of professional services, including advisory, brokerage and leasing, investing, and property management. Our staff comprises the industry's most seasoned professionals who possess the needed knowledge in real estate investments, analysis, and portfolio management to drive growth. See how Crossmark can work for you. That's crossmarkservices.com.
I'd like to thank Maynard Cooper and Gale, PC, for being a sponsor of our program. Maynard is a full-service law firm with over 350 attorneys and 14 offices nationally who serve with professional excellence in everything from corporate and business matters to day-to-day legal issues. The office in Central Florida focuses its practice in real estate, corporate transactions and organization, banking and finance, along with trust and estates. To learn more, visit MaynardCooper.com. This is John Crossman, and I work with a lot of vendors in the commercial real estate industry. And I got to tell you, one of my favorite ones ever is my friends over at Construction Unlimited, Florida's premier roofing company, and they bridge the craftsmanship with the pinnacle of innovation. They're just one of the best groups because of the trust, the expertise, the quality, and my favorite part, they're really committed to the community. When you're thinking about roofing construction needs, keep Construction Unlimited at the top of your list.
Once again, here is John Crossman.
Hello, John Crossman, back here at the Crossman Conversation with my guest, who is the Baroness of the Von Trapp. No, that's not what it is. You're the president of the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, Crystal Parker. Thanks so much for being here. You're so cool. You've got this big conference coming up, and first off, tell us when it is, what is. You give the plug away. Like, go ahead and do that.
All right. U.S. Christian Business Expo and Global Conference in Orlando, Florida, April 18th through the 20th.
Awesome. And why should someone go to this? Why would someone want to go to this?
Well, people come for a number of reasons, but I think the biggest reason that they are going to come into this conference is now is the time for Christian business owners to unite and connect and become one voice. We've been separate for too long, and there's too much happening in our world because of that separation and a lack of civic mindedness for business owners. And I think people are awake. They're looking for a place where they can come together and make a difference and stand up for the values that matter for Christian businesses.
Is there times like it's hard because, you know, we can get passionate and then like there's this line of like passion and compassion and kindness and hard work and growth and anger, right? And mm-hmm. so there must be like a balance of that, right? Because like you know, we're justified if we're angry about, you know, child sex trafficking and like, you know, or like something that's like that there's a justice issue. But there's a line in there somehow because like sometimes we can maybe come on too strong and then somebody's hurting can't really hear the message, right? Mm. You know, sometimes people get mad at me sometimes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, no,
I can't imagine.
They do. Not Mike, of course, but everyone else. But there are people that get mad at me and sometimes because I'm too kind.
Hmm.
You know, is that a thing? I got to meet Michelle Obama and we had a very nice exchange. And so I tell some people sometimes, I'm like, you know, I don't agree with her on a number of political issues, but she was kind to me and I was kind to her. And some people are like, oh, you should have, you know, and I'm like, calm down. Like she was the first lady in the United States when I met her. Like, what exactly do you want me to do? And so I have to think there's a balance of that. Cause you know, like I love the unity, right? And I love the passion, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a passionate person, right? But there's a balance to that. Is that correct?
There has to be a balance to it because if we're to be the light of Christ in the marketplace, we can't be hateful and ugly.
Yeah.
But we really have to be aware of what's happening. And there's a lot of Christian phobia right now. Christians are being targeted. A coach was fired for kneeling to pray after his football games. Mm. We see Christian businesses having to spend millions of dollars in legal issues because they want to use their business to accelerate the kingdom and not serve certain types of business.
Right.
So they're choosing who they want to do business with and not. And so there's a lot of reasons that Christian business owners need to come together for support, for social capital, just a number of things. It's not about going out and, you know, burning signs or burning down buildings and stuff because they're angry. It's more of awareness, unity, and the ability to have that social capital, which is safety, belonging, being able to do business with a Christian mindset, which is different than the way the rest of the world does business.
Well, and wisdom and counsel, right? Like, so like if you're doing your business in, you know, Iowa and you're like, oh, I met this person in LA and then you're exchanging ideas and resources and things like that. That's gotta be helpful. And, you know, some businesses that are, you know, run by Christian individuals or whatever, their market is everybody, right?
Correct.
They're selling products and it's everybody. We live in a world and people interact and that's good too. You know what I found in just my business is, I've been doing this, you know, 30 plus years and I've always tried to be really kind and respectful to everybody. And what I found is that other people that are kind and respectful want to do business with me. And the jerks do too. Right? Like, you know, it's so funny. It's like I've had people who are just like some of the worst and like they approach me and I'm like, well, you know, that's what happens is like if you're doing things in the right way, you know, the like's going to attract kind of bugs too, if you will, you know, but you know, then you can kind of pick and choose, you know, maybe if you're in a bright situation, who you want to partner with and who you do business with. And they don't, you don't have to, it's not like, oh, we only do business with Christians. That's not true. You do business with all kinds of people.
Correct.
You just want to make sure you keep, you know, your values.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I'm always amazed, you know, like, look, there's Advent Health. There's big companies that really do a very fine job. And of course they're not perfect, but they're trying to do the best they can. And threading that needle of employing their values and their teachings within what they're doing.
We have a business in West Ohio where we have a Christian chamber out there. And one of the business was a beautiful barn landscape. They did they did weddings. And then they had a couple that they didn't feel were aligned with their values for their space to do the wedding. And they chose not to do that. And in doing so, there was a massive tsunami of hate towards them. They ended up closing their business and being ran out of town. This was before our Christian chamber was in there. So yes, Christian companies serve all types of people. But when you're asked to use your business to serve in a way that is against your values, you should have the ability and the rights to say no.
You know, it's funny you say that, because one of the most interesting part of my dad's career, you know, my dad was a pastor, was when he retired. I didn't see this coming, but when he retired, he was able to very, with no stress, say yes or no to things. And sometimes when he was younger, he would get asked to perform a wedding on horseback on the beach. And he's like, my dad didn't swim. So it was like, I don't know about that, you know. And it would be awkward, you know, it'd be awkward. And then when he was in retirement, or sometimes he'd be like, this ain't gonna make it. You know, like there's some crazy thing, you know. And so he got to choose. And I'm always like, man, people need to be able to choose your stuff. All right, let's go back to this conference. Okay. So, you know, I have a little business. And so do I need to sign up online to register? Can I do that on site? Did he do that in advance? How does that work?
We really encourage people to do it in advance, just for safety purposes.
Sure.
Nobody is able to come in without a lanyard. So uschristianchamber.com is where they would register.
So I could sign up just as a regular guy, right? And then if I sign up and I go, I'm assuming there's like booths and stuff I can walk around and see people's businesses.
That's right. We have a Christian Business Expo.
Yeah. So I can walk around and be like, oh, and I can just learn about these different businesses and they're there and that's fun. If I wanted to have my own booth, could I do that?
Actually, you'd be on a waiting list.
Oh,
because
we're full. How about that? Well, that's exciting. That's good news. So, what that tells me is that if I go to the expo, it's a lot of businesses.
Yes. We're expecting north of 500 Christian businesses from all over the world. Dubai, Pakistan, all over the U.S. I think we've got about 32 different locations from around the world.
So I do, I don't know if you know this, but I do training for people on how to do conferences. I don't know if you knew that about me.
I do.
And so I was telling them there's three things. I'm like, one is like, you know, have a strategy in advance. I always like say, hey, if you're driving home from that conference or you're on the plane back to Pakistan after being in Orlando and you think to yourself, ooh, it was great. What made it great? Like, what did you accomplish? And then I'm always like, number two is like when you're at the conference, stay focused on executing. You're like, oh no, but I want to go to Space Mountain. Like, no, not today. like stay focused, you know? And then the third thing, and this is the killer, is follow up, right? Like you can have a great, great, great conference, but like, if you don't like then follow up on your emails and like, it's like nothing. Right. And so this is a big deal. This is not something you just show up and walk around. No big deal. You need to come prepared. And like, it's one of the reasons why it's good to like register in advance. Because the ideal thing is then you study the list, because there's some businesses you're probably more naturally connected to than others. And then maybe you could schedule meetings in advance. I would imagine that's a thing.
Yes.
And then you really grow your business. It's not just going to high five. Like you need to like really grow it and then move forward on that. Does that make sense?
We want this to be more than a hot bath that eventually cools.
Yeah.
We really want people to get great connections and resources as a result of this. We've brought in over 30 thought leaders from around the world as speakers, breakout sessions, as well as those exhibitors. And so there's going to be a lot of cross-pollination through the networking. We're very intentional about putting time for networking in there as well, so that people are up, moving, and meeting somebody new. So from an introvert to an extrovert, this conference is really designed to be able to serve both of those individuals.
All right. So I want to make sure I got this. All right. So I go and I sign up today, go to the website and sign up today. And then I look at all those exhibitors and I study the times of that, because then I can like map it out, you know, like, oh, I want to hit this booth, this booth, what I'm doing. And I could probably schedule some meetings in advance. And then I also could look at the big speakers, right? Like, ooh, that's a topic I want to hear about. I want to hear that speaker. I could study them, maybe connect them on LinkedIn in advance.
Yes,
always
great
a smart
idea.
Thing to do.
Great idea.
I mean, to connect as many in advance, so you're kind of doing your homework. And so you have these big speakers, and then you have like smaller breakout groups on a specific topic. And maybe that relates to me in commercial real estate, but maybe that relates to Mike with media or something like that. And then you're trying, so you intentionally like, ooh, from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., I'm really breaking this thing down.
Right.
Well, so the more preparation, the better.
From 6:30 a.m. to prayer in the courtyard.
Oh my gosh.
To 7 o'clock ribbon cutting ceremony with Mayor Demings.
Oh, cool.
All the way to 8 o'clock at night on the first day, we're going to have people moving around. Although you said something, and I want to make sure we don't mislead people. This is not your average business conference. So this is not a conference to come to if you're looking for the best HR policy or how to grow your real estate. This is about doing business from the inside out. So with AI and all of the changes that we're seeing in the world right now, it's very important for people to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit and do business that way instead of what they're seeing externally. And we're using 1 Corinthians 3 as the foundation of this conference. Identity, foundation, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, community and unity, and co-workers in God's service. So that's the theme of the conference. And in essence, by people tapping into that, they're going to be able to excel at their real estate business, excel in their radio spots, because they're doing it God's way and not the world's way. And that's the true sustaining competitive advantage.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Mayor Demings has been on our show. He's a friend, so we're a fan of his. And so that's really cool to hear. You know, it's interesting. You know, when I'm giving you that feedback, that's just John and his business brain kind of thing. And I think I'm right. Like, I think that's good. What you're saying is even truer, which is deeper, which is both. You know, I always go back to both. We got to make sure those boats don't leak, you know, right? And at the same time, we got to know, why do we not want the boats to leak, right? So it's both those things, you
know?
That's
good.
It's interesting way to wrap up, but everybody, if you get a chance, should watch the Bernie Madoff Netflix documentary. And if you watch that and you think about just evil, I mean, just so sad. I mean, like the worst case scenario, like how does somebody have billions of dollars and then the end of the life is, you know, his children, his son committing suicide, his partner's committing. But, you know, like, that's what can happen when somebody gets locked into all these other unhealthy motives. And so I love what you're talking about. You're talking heart, you're talking about right at the core of it, of like what's driving this. And as I get older, net worth and success doesn't impress me as much as peace.
Amen.
So that's awesome. Crystal, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You are a breath of fresh air in a day that's stagnant. You are just making things better. So we're so glad to see you. And we're so happy for this conference. I hope you'll come back and tell us all about it. Tell us what happened. Hopefully there's no fist fights over,
over
who's more righteous or, you know, or something. Or what kind of music they like. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for being here. This has been thank you, Crystal.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Crossman's Conversation. As always, support your local HBCU.
This has been Crossman Conversation, produced by a Crossman Career Builders Mark Radio Production.